It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, we know Mother Nature is trying to put a hamper on the weekend, but nonetheless, we are fine right now weather-wise, and we are in day number two, the semifinals of the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. We are locked in and ready to go here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Good afternoon, Omaha Central High School. Alongside Jake and Boz, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. We got four semifinal games today, a champion set to be crowned tomorrow here at Nemaha Central High School. The eight teams that we have competing in the four games today, five of the eight currently ranked, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Our first girls semifinal and the first of this quadruple header today will feature the Troy Trojans and 4A number 7 ranked Rock Creek. That'll be followed by the first boys semifinal today with 3A number 6 Hiawatha taking on 2A number 9 St. Mary's. Our third game, we go back to the second of the girls semifinal action tonight. It'll be Nemaha Central taking on number 5 ranked in 3A Hiawatha. And the final game of the quad dip will be the Nemaha Central boys against number 1 ranked in the 4A classification. That is Rock Creek. So we got a heavy dose of high school basketball here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Our broadcast all throughout the day and night brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We'll step aside for a timeout. Our pregame continues after this. We'll dive into the first matchup, the first girls semifinal today with Troy and Rock Creek. We'll do that after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
weather, and these will be played tomorrow, same times. So we'll figure it out. We're trying to find a couple teams to advance to a championship game, and then the consolation games will be up first starting at 3:15 tomorrow here at Nemaha Central High School. Again, we got Jake and Boz alongside. They'll be throughout the broadcast tonight. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you. Well, we got Jake on the broadcast here to start as we get set for our first girls semifinal. It is Troy and Rock Creek. This Rock Creek team comes in ranked number 7 in the 4A classification. Their record is 9-2. They beat Holton 77-33 on Tuesday night in the quarterfinals. And Troy coming off a win in their quarterfinal matchup earlier this week against Marysville. They won that game 58-49. So, talking to Derek Jasper. Jake, just a few minutes ago, right before you popped on, and talking about the challenges that this top 10 team in 4A is going to present today. They got size, they got shooting, and this team is legit. Coach Derek Jasper thinks, at least to this point, the toughest team they have played all season.
Well, no doubt about it, and that's what mid-season tournament time is all about, right? It's when you get good competition, good opportunity to kind of gauge where your season's at, and this is a Troy Trojan team coming into today with that 8-5 mark. You know, they stubbed their toe a few times in the Northeast Kansas League thus far, but it's a completely rejuvenated roster in a way from a season ago when they placed third in state. Yes, they bring back Harper Wettstein, and yes, they also bring back Allie Grable, but they lost three key components from last year's team in that state tournament run that they had to find a way to replace. And you've got Haley Groff as well as Haley Williams that come in this season as new players on this roster. It's taken a while to get that mojo going, I think, and I think today this tournament is where you're going to see that gelling start to happen.
Well, we're excited to bring you all four semifinal contests, starting with the first girls one here today at Nemaha Central. It is Troy and Rock Creek. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one here today as we are inching closer to the opening tip-off. Rock Creek, the high seed, they will be the home team on the scoreboard. Troy and the All Blues will be the away team on the scoreboard here today. But we'll start with Rock Creek under head coach Trevor Keller, number 7 ranked in the 4A classification. They come in with a record of 9-2, and they have won 5 straight since their last loss to number 3 in 5A. That was Hayes. Well, they got 3 double-digit scores, and it starts in the backcourt with Lucy Martini. She is a 5'6 junior, averaging 11 points per game. Got a couple of good swing players as well. And you look at 5'9 junior Kylie Frazee, who is the leading scorer for this team at 17 points per game. She also chips in north of 5 rebounds as well. Emmy Libby is a 5'8 junior, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. Riley Freese is a 5'6 junior guard at 6 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And then down low, the forward, a 6-foot junior, that is Rory Pitzer. She is averaging a near double-double this season at 14 points and 9 rebounds per game. So again, for Rock Creek at 9-2, a number 7 ranking in the 4A classification. The starting 5 is Martini, Frazee, Leiby, Freese, and Pitzer. For Derek Jasper's Troy Trojans, a record of 8-5 coming off that win Tuesday night against Marysville. It'll start in the backcourt with a 5'4 sophomore, Haley Groff, at 8 points per game. She is the second leading scorer for this Troy team this season. Nicole Judd, a 5'3 senior, just south of 5 points per game. Haley Williams down low, a 5'8 junior, at just south of 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. Allison Grable's a 5'6 senior at about 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. And it's all led by Harper Wettstein, the 5'9 senior Division I commit to Northern Iowa. 24 points per game, adding 6 rebounds, 6 steals, and nearly 4 assists a contest. Harper Wettstein comes into today's contest 1,677 career points. So again, for Coach Jasper and crew, it's Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable. Well, again, looking at some of the key matchups here, we knew coming in this Troy team was not going to have a lot of size. This Rock Creek team, they do have some size, Jake, and it starts with Rory Pitzer, the 6-foot junior, averaging a near double-double. Talking with Coach Jasper a bit ago, kind of not sure exactly how they're going to kind of handle some of this size, because we're going to see 5'8 to 6 foot at times from all 5'1 through 5. They are so deep. Coach Jasper, that was the worry as they go 1 through 8. They're going to rotate a lot of girls in, but Pitzer down low at 6 feet tall, it's going to be a problem, and Troy's going to have to find some answers, try to keep them in check down low.
Well, you got Allie Grable, 5'6 senior, but she plays that forward position a lot for Troy. Haley Williams, a 5'8 junior, she's going to have to play big today, and I look for Coach Jasper to go zone a lot early and often and try and force it. If Rock Creek starts to shoot the lights out of the basketball from around the perimeter, then you make your adjustment defensively. But I look for Troy to begin this contest in a zone, sit back there, pack it in inside, and don't let the easy buckets happen for Rock Creek. And if you're the Mustangs, I mean, you got to do what's gotten you to this point, and that's relying on Rory Pitzer and Kylie Frazee to just continue to put that ball through the hoop. But I'm excited to see what the team in blue is going to do defensively.
So Rock Creek in the home white uniforms, Mustangs in black cursive across the front. Troy in the road blue uniforms, white numerals and lettering. They got Trojans in cursive across the front of the jerseys. First of four games today from the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Rock Creek, number 7 ranked in 4A, the opening possession, and they may be squandering it already. It's knocked away into the backcourt, out of bounds, and the Trojans force a turnover 12 seconds into the game.
Kind of a hybrid 1-3-1, maybe a 3-2 extended on that defensive possession there for Troy, forces the first turnover.
Looks like Rock Creek coming out man-to-man here to start. Harper Weststein again, we just mentioned, 1,677 career points coming into it, and she fires a deep left-wing three, make it 1,680 career points. Now that's her 37th May three this season, and the Trojans out to a 3-0 lead.
Confidence early from Harper, it's what you want to see if you're a Troy Trojan.
Nice baseline drive from the left corner by Freeze. It's a little bit short, and a rebound cleared away by Haley Williams.
Look for Troy maybe to work the clock every possession here. There is a shot clock here in Nemaha, and so see if they really kind of milk that clock down each possession.
Not even a minute into this game. Good start for Troy here against a very good Rock Creek team. 3-0 thanks to a Weststein three just a moment ago. Grable right side going up top, going to work again. This is Haley Groff, the second leading scorer, and a whistle and a foul on the perimeter against the Mustang.
Yeah, that's going to be against Martini. She went for the steal, but actually bumped in there. Great job there by Haley Groff, the sophomore, the first-year player here for Troy, that really was aggressive with that basketball, meeting the pass.
Minute into this first game tonight, we got a 3-0 Trojans lead. Here's Groff inside, kicking back out to Judd. Judd was the first player off the bench and played most of the varsity games last season. Weststein quickly being run down by two white jerseys. There's a nice heavy trap in between the rings out high. Weststein somehow able to find Grable on the left wing and then back up top to Judd. Judd driving a touch. Now Groff in the corner. Curls to the free throw line. And an angle shot with the right hand is nothing but glass, and a rebound cleared away. That was Rock Creek getting up the floor quickly. Martini for two. She can't make the shot, and a rebound for Harper Weststein.
You're seeing it earlier from Rock Creek defensively, Brandon. They're not boxing wanting Harper Weststein, which 99% of teams do. It's just a straight man-to-man like you mentioned. They got Frazee guarding her up head up.
Frazee, a 5'9 junior. You got Weststein also listed at 5'9. 3-0 Troy about 2 minutes into this game. Winner moves on to the Thunder Classic Championship game tomorrow, and there's a turnover by Troy trying to find Judd over there on the left wing, and now going to work is Freeze. Kicks it back up top. Weststein trying to nab a steal. It's still on the move beyond the midcourt line, and it's finally picked up. Another turnover by Rock Creek, and then Troy giving it right back.
Yeah, just a bad pass there by Groff. She had Weststein for an easy layup. Couldn't get it to her.
Here's Frazee kicking left corner. This is Leiby. Now it's Freeze back into the corner. Good rotation with the basketball. Frazee a three. Book it. She averages 17 points per game, and she hits 39% of her threes in a 3-3 tie 2.5 minutes into the first quarter.
I mean, Troy, if you told Coach Jasper 2 minutes in that they only have 3 points and none of them from inside, he's happy with that.
It's Troy offense averaging 52 points per game. Rock Creek elite defensively, giving it up at just 40 points a game. Right now on the dribble in between the rings up top, looking for Weststein on the right wing, again being guarded by Kylie Frazee. Long skip pass, Judd in the corner. She'll set, she'll fire, just grazing the front rim short on a three, and a rebound for Freese and Rock Creek.
Boxing out Rock Creek. They're not giving second chance opportunities for the Trojans offensively.
This Rock Creek team last year went 17-5 and lost to Bishop Miege in the sub-state championship.
No surprise.
Miege would go on to lose to Wellington in the state championship game, and right there, another right side three, this time by Freese. She hits it at over 30%, and the Rock Creek Mustangs, their first lead on Troy. It's 6-3, 4:39 to go first quarter.
Back-to-back possessions offensively for the Mustangs. They've worked it around the perimeter through that top, but it had an open three. See if Coach Jasper has to make an adjustment.
Weststein continuing to fight through a double team, man-to-man for Rock Creek early on in this game. As soon as Weststein gets the touch, a second defender comes charging in. Good movement of the basketball. Here's Williams, a long three left wing. It was on target, but bounced off the rim twice, and a rebound for Rock Creek.
Not exactly her shot, but it was an open one, and the Trojans back defensively now.
So sitting in that 1-3-1 hybrid zone, as you mentioned a moment ago, good baseline drive, soft touch with the right hand, a floater up and in by Freese, and she's got an early five spot. 8-0 on the road for Rock Creek. They lead Troy 8-3 past the halfway point of the first quarter.
If there's one thing against the zone like that you can't do defensively, you cannot give up the baseline, and the Trojans did so right there. Freeze made them pay.
Groff at it, left side on the wing, back up top, Grable holding high. Now Wetstein to touch right wing, Frazee all over, dribbling into the corner, long skip past the Judge. She'll fire her second three of the quarter. That one is an air ball and taken away by Libby and Rock Creek. Mustangs moving with an 8-0 run currently going.
Yeah, Coach Keller's telling his girls he wants them to push right now. Momentum's on their side. Look for the open three.
Here's a heat check. Corner three by Freeze. It was a little bit strong. Long rebound, though, and a foul, I believe, is going against Troy.
Yeah, Nicole Judge, she just didn't get in position in time. Loose ball on the floor. She hip checks Freeze from Rock Creek.
Get our first sub, a freshman at 5'8". It's Hadley Hake, averaging 3 points, three rebounds a game. First sub for Rock Creek here in this game. 3:23 to go, first quarter. Mustangs on an 8-0 run. They lead Troy 8-3. First of four games today here on KNZA. Our first girls semifinal here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Nice drive and kick. Martini, a three, hits the rim, falls off, and off the ricochet into the hands of Harper Wetstein. Trojans get a stop. Can they put a stop to this 8-0 run by the Mustangs? Wanting a high ball screen. Going left of it.
Offensive.
And they're going to call an offensive foul on Wetstein.
Yep.
Officials saying a little bit of a shove off with the right hand, and that is Harper Wetstein's first, and a turnover called against Troy.
And that was a good call. I mean, again, a lot of Troy faithful are not happy with that call. Coach Jasper nods his head, tells Harper, don't do it next time, but she does lean into the body, extends the forearm, it's going to get called every time.
Oh, there's the thievery by Wetstein, averaging six steals a game. She gets one and then lost it in transition. Her teammate bailing her out, though, as Groff works it back into the paint. Right side, it's Grable working towards the corner. Back up top to Groff, dribbling with the left hand. Now Judd a touch on the wing, working around a screen, stopping up top, looking right, goes back left to Groff. 2:35 to go, clock moving first quarter. 8-0 run by the Mustangs. Troy trailing 8-3. Now Grable a right wing touch. Now high right, it goes to Wetstein. There's the double, looking for a cutter. It's Grable. Kicks it back to Judd. Good extra pass. Groff, a good look for three. It's short. Fighting for it is Williams. An offensive rebound and a foul. And the Troy Trojans getting two free throws from Williams.
Might have been the best offensive possession we've seen in this game for the Trojans, B-Tab, because the ball swung around the perimeter. Yes, it's man-to-man defense by Rock Creek, but what a great extra pass. And then crashing the boards, Haley Williams going to the free throw line for two.
5'8 junior Haley Williams. 9-16 at the line before that one. That one missing off the right rim. No good. This Troy team averaging 64% from the line. Another sub back into the game for Rock Creek. We get a sophomore. That is Haley Lease back in. Second free throw, no good, and a rebound for Rock Creek.
And the Mustangs have gone 8 deep total right now, B-Ted. Troy, still the same 5 starters on the floor.
That is certainly an advantage for the Rock Creek Mustangs today. They do go deep. They break the Troy press, a right side three by Reagan Atkins, and that one is good. Her first touch off the bench, a 5'6 freshman in Atkins, extending on this lead, now an 11-0 run for the Mustangs. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter, it's 11-3, Troy into the front court with Wetstein.
And that's three threes in the game now for the Mustangs, and again, that zone is great when they're not hitting from the outside, but with Rock Creek heating up from the perimeter, you might have to second-guess it.
Well, here's Judd from straight on. It hit hard off the heel, and now the ball's loose underneath, and ripping it away is Williams, and then a foul on the floor. So Williams working hard inside and salvaging that possession for Troy.
Again, that's back-to-back on with the possessions, B-Tower, where a shot goes up, and Haley Williams crashing the glass for Troy, giving them another offensive possession.
So finally we get our first sub for Coach Jasper. Kyler Lucky is in, replacing Nicole Judd. 1:35 to go in this opening quarter. Currently the Mustangs on an 11-0 run. They lead the Trojans 11-3. Wetstein finally dumps it into the corner with Groff. One dribble left, and then curling around the handoff, and it's a travel against Wetstein. Good call.
Yep. Again, I mean, and maybe next level, they don't call that as often, but at the high school level especially, it was a little bit of a hop step before she put the ball onto the floor with her dribble. It was a great job there, great set. She got the ball back. But Harper Wetstein, a little bit of an extra hop in her step before she put the ball onto the floor.
Riley Freeze checks back into the game for Rock Creek. We're south at 90 seconds to go. Here is a somewhat contested three from the left corner that's off the front rim and a rebound for Wetstein. Trojans get a stop, but currently they're on a heavy scoring drought, and a good look inside missed by Ludke, and a rebound cleared away by Rock Creek.
Yeah, first possession three for Troy. Happened about 6.5 minutes ago in the first quarter. Ever since then, scoreless.
Driving in, kicking, good extra pass. This is Martini, a corner three. That one is in there.
You got to make an adjustment now if you're Coach Jasper. He's going to call a timeout, B-Tad, but you got to get out of this zone right now because Rock Creek is on fire from the outside.
Four threes here in the first quarter for Rock Creek. They're in the midst of a 14-0 run and lead Troy 14-3. 59 seconds to go in this opening quarter. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout's on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. We got Jake and Boz cruising in all day long. We got Captain Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tedman with you. First of four games today here on KNZA. Semifinals at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. But Rock Creek, there's a reason they're a top 10 team in the 4A class, with their only losses this year coming against 4A number 6 Eudora and 5A number 3 Hayes. They do have some notable wins against some area teams, beating Jefferson County North and Tabitha back-to-back in the first week of the regular season. Out of the timeout, again, a 14-0 run currently by the Mustangs, leading Troy 14-3. Weststein is being quiet, but she does have the lone three for Troy in this opening quarter. Mustangs doing a good job defensively man-to-man.
Good pass.
Here's Groff in the corner, now short corner with Williams, working back to the right wing. Little ball fake, good cut. Grable can't get it off the window from the right block, and then in the corner it's knocked away and out of bounds by Weststein. Trying to claim to the official it was off Rock Creek, and the official says no go, Mustangs basketball.
And that was a great set offensively by Coach Jasper's team. Out of the timeout, they swung the ball to the nearest side. A back cut by Grable, couldn't get it to fall, but you're seeing Troy now switch up the defense out of the timeout with a little bit of pressure. Nice steal here by Troy.
And Grable gets a hand on it, saves it inbounds here to Weststein. Shot clock is turned off. We're under 19 seconds to go in the first. Here's Weststein with it, backed out left wing. Now Groff in the corner, dribbling back top of the circle. Ludke with it, driving in. Tough shot through contact. It hits the side of the backboard in Rock Creek. They have 5 seconds to work with the basketball. It's Frazee running straight away from about 40 feet, clanked off the backboard, but it's a 14-0 run, the final about 7 minutes of this first quarter, and the number 7 ranked team in 4A leading Troy, and our first girls semifinal today at the Thunder Classic. It's the Mustangs 14 and the Trojans 3. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grab your boots and bring your lucky charm. Bingo and Boots is coming to Hiawatha. Join the Amberwell Hiawatha Foundation on Saturday, February 7th at the Fisher Center for a fun night that gives back. Enjoy dinner, live music, auctions, and exciting bingo rounds. Win prizes like Blackstone grills, designer bags, sports tickets, and more. Every dollar raised stays local, and this year's goal supports new patient beds for Amberwell Hiawatha. Tickets are $75 and are going fast. Register now at amberwellhealth.org. That's Bingo and Boots. Eat well, have fun, support your local hospital.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right away we get going in the second quarter off a Troy turnover. Second chance opportunity in transition. Kylie Frazee gets her second basket. And now a 16-0 run. As Troy, they have not scored in about 7 minutes or so. We're just getting going this second period of play. It's 16-3 Rock Creek. As Weststein works into the front court right side. It's Groff on the wing, holding high. Now back top. Grable with a touch. Weststein coming off a down screen. Closed out quickly by Frazee. Going to work on the right baseline. Cut back to the wing. There's the double and a reach-in foul, I believe, against Frazee here. And that is the case. First foul on either side in quarter number two.
And that's something that, again, Harper Weststein has not seen. She's seen a lot of box and ones, maybe diamond presses, different styles of defenses against her. But having one person mano-a-mano and frustrating her this much, Kylie Frazee is a great defender for Rock Creek.
16-3 Mustangs, early portion, second quarter. Troy trying to just get their first points since that early minute after the opening tip. Groff has it, goes between the legs. Low dribbles below the knees, stop short corner right, pivoting, trying to find someone, has to get rid of it, does so to Weckstein. Weckstein in the lane, little up and under, can't get the English, and a rebound for Rock Creek.
Yeah, she hit her head, too, and she's slow getting up. That's not what you want to see if you're a Troy fan, but you like to see the aggressiveness from Harper there.
Troy just 1-10 from the floor, shooting in that opening quarter. They have got to find some points and some stops. Here's a right side three, book it again, Riley Freese. Another three for Rock Creek. The run continues now. It's 19-0. It's 19-3 Rock Creek. 6.5 minutes to go until the half.
And they've hit 5 threes. Rock Creek has all from the right corner, Brandon.
That is something worth noting for sure. Here's a nice pass block to block, and we're going to get free throws for Troy. It was Groff who got fouled and will shoot two. And finally an opportunity here for Troy to stop this current 19-0 Mustang run. This is Groff at the line. Her first free throw is good, so that does stop a 19-0 run by Rock Creek, and it's 19-4 Mustang.
Again, this is a Troy team, B-Tad, that has got to have some other kids step up other than Harper Weckstein. A lot of the defenses are focused on number one. Others need to step in.
Groff goes 1-for-2, a little bit long on free throw attempt number two, and a rebound cleared away by Hake. Right side again, Freese. Dribbles in the lane, had it knocked away, ball's on the deck, body's on the floor, should be a tie-up, and it is. Coach Trevor Keller for Rock Creek tried to get a timeout there, but the official says no go, but the Mustangs do have the possession arrow. They'll keep it on this end.
And again, we're going to focus here on the Troy defense. What adjustments has been made from quarter one to quarter two?
Trying to throw it in, does so left wing, it's Hake. Now a post-touch inside, that was Pitzer, kicks out into the right corner, Frazee a three, it's short. Fighting for the rebound, it's picked up by Hake, and then she lost it on the right block. Troy should get the tie up here, and the Trojans do get a stop about 2 minutes into the second quarter.
And that time Troy kind of switched down to a 2-3. I mean, at this juncture of the game, where you've had Rock Creek hitting 5 threes, they have 19 points, so 15 of their 19 from the outside. You maybe don't focus as much on the inside attack for the Mustangs going forward.
Weckstein, 3 points. Knocked down one pretty quickly, but has been quiet ever since. Credit the Mustangs defensively on her here in the first half. Now, Judd's having some trouble. She had it knocked into the backcourt, and picking it up is Rock Creek, but yet they get another tie-up, and ultimately Judd turns it over after losing the handle. That's great defense by Freese.
That's 3 jump balls in a matter of 30 seconds of game time right now. We saw a lot of jump balls last week on Friday night. And that
we're, not
contest,
even close. We're not even close
we're
to
not,
that number.
But, man.
The alternating possession, another three on the way. This is an air ball from the left corner, but salvaging it was Martini, and then threw it and thought maybe a teammate was on the left wing. Coach Jasper not in a white uniform, and it's a turnover by Rock Creek.
No, he's not, and even if he was, he's not going to take a shot there. He's wanting his girls to focus up. You know, Coach Jasper's been doing this a while, eclipsing 300 wins in his career now. He knows a thing or two about basketball, but he knew this was going to be a tough task today.
Just south of 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. It's been controlled by Rock Creek, and there is another steal by the Mustangs D. This is Freese, one-on-one in transition, bodying up Judd, missed the shot, and then it's tipped out of bounds going back to Troy. So after Judd gave it up, and she goes straight hands to the knees, she looks gassed.
Yeah, very good.
Get a quick sub in there.
Very good defensive effort there by Nicole Judd. She got her pocket picked, but hustled back, didn't foul, forced a contested layup. She'll get a nice welcome to breather here. Troy now only 6 deep in this ballgame so far, B-Tad. As mentioned earlier, Rock Creek going 8.
So Judd comes out. We get Kyler Ludke back in. 19-4 is the Rock Creek lead. We're 3 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Weckstein kind of losing the handle in the corner, but now Groff a touch, working around the arc. Her pass to the right wing, looking for Grable. It's knocked away. It's up near midcourt, and it's still on the floor, and Troy comes away with it, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Rock Creek. It'll go against Pitzer, her first.
Yeah, first foul there. And again, you know, you look at the score, it's 19-4. Rock Creek really dominating this opening half, but the Trojan team is continually fighting here. Loose balls are diving on the deck. That's how Allie Grable kept it alive. Harper Weckstein able to pick it up.
Well, correction on that. That is Pitzer's second foul, so she has to come out. Emma Leiby has checked into the game for her. 4:44 clock moving until the half. It's all Mustangs at 19-4. Losing it in the corner and saving it was Troy, but it's a turnover as Rock Creek comes away with another steal.
7 turnovers now on Troy in this ball game. It's one of those things. If you're going to pull off an upset, you got to take care of the basketball.
Here's Reagan Atkins at three. This one hits the rim twice, falls off. Another offensive rebound this time by Martini, and then she gets called for a double dribble in the short corner right, so the Mustangs turn it over.
I'm impressed with Martini's game on the defensive glass and offensive glass, really. She's a scrappy player. Hasn't put many points up here tonight, zero to be exact. Averages 11 a game, but, man, she is aggressive on the boards.
So we're about to hit the halfway point here in quarter number two. Wettstein angling left, goes wing left. That's Ludke. Had it knocked away. Good defense again by Lease. Ludke works her way inside, gets called for a travel. Make it eight first half turnovers for Troy. Couple subs in. We get Frazee back in, also Freese for Rock Creek.
A little sped up there, and Ludke's not the one you really want driving baseline too often. Got a little sped up. Defender came up, and she took an extra step. Troy settling in now in this extended now, kind of a 1-2-2 zone.
All right, now Coach Jasper trying to pull out all the stops here to get some stops, hopefully, but wide open straight away for three is Kylie Frazee with another. Another Rock Creek first half three. Frazee has two of them and 8 points, and it's 22-4 Mustangs.
Yeah, straight away three wide open. That 1-2-2 we just talked about, Harper Wettstein got stuck on the far side of the floor and couldn't get back to her replacement in time.
Here's Groff, now Grable, short corner right.
Nice
ball fake, got to the rack, but rejected by Frazee. And now the ball's on the loose near midcourt, and it's picked up by Groff and Troy. So the Mustangs have squandered a few. Wettstein gets a decent look, that one's short. It was deep on the right wing, and a rebound cleared away by Leiby.
Yep. Again, I think the legs are kind of not underneath Troy right now. They're tired. A lot of running on, and no offensive scoring here.
And Leese and Wettstein get tied up on the right elbow, and that possession arrow back to Troy. 3:12 to go in the first half. It's 22-4. Rock Creek with the advantage. Our first of four semifinal games here, the 12th annual Thunder Classic. So Wettstein again, three of the four Troy points. She has been stymied by this Rock Creek defense man-to-man. They try to go to Wettstein over the top. Too much heat on the pass. Leiby a steal. And then Rock Creek just gives it right back. So Rock Creek, I'm sure head coach Trevor Keller is not quite pleased with maybe the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is you're up 22-4, and things are really in your favor. Simple mistakes like that shouldn't be happening if you're Rock Creek.
Well, Derek Jasper wants a timeout. He'll take another. This one a full. We'll follow suit. 2:56 to go first half. Rock Creek 22 and Troy 4. We're back in 30 seconds. We're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
12th annual Thunder Classic here on KNZA, and right now it's all Rock Creek in the first girls semifinal. Out of the timeout, Trojans down 22-4, but a foul on the perimeter against Rock Creek. It is Martini picking up her second, and Rock Creek team foul number four. Final 2:50, Troy will be in the bonus. Rock Creek earlier had a 19-0 run stop thanks to a free throw, and now we get an illegal screen and an offensive foul against the Trojans. That one on Ludke. Oh, Troy just nothing doing on offense,
yeah.
And I think you got to give a lot of credit to Rock Creek, what they're doing defensively. Troy just 1-for-14 shooting here in the first half.
And for those that are good at math, that is 7% from the field. You got Rock Creek shooting north of 40% from the field in this game.
There's Wettstein, though, picking off a pass. Her third steal, trying to launch a pass up the floor. Groff got tripped up, and no whistle, and it's a turnover on Troy.
They're going to say that the feet just got tangled up, which I think is the right call here. It wasn't intentional. There was no malice with it, but there were two girls running. Their feet got tangled up, and Groff hit the deck. Another turnover for Troy.
Under 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. 22-4, Rock Creek. And Coach Trevor Keller wants a quick 30. Didn't like what this possession was looking like for Rock Creek. Again, our timeouts on KNCA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Kirk Kilman, we got Jake, we got Boz, Brandon with you. Again, we got a long way to go, brother. Not even to halftime of our first of four semifinal games here today.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, Boz is going to be jumping off for a couple games, so I don't have to speak for four games. You, on the other hand, you know, I see the Halls over there.
Yeah,
you know,
got a few of them.
I mean, I wish this broadcast could be sponsored by Halls Easy Breeze or something, because you're going to need them. But you know what? For the Troy Trojans, again, coming into this game, they knew it was a tall task. Number 7 ranked team in Class 4A. You talk about Rock Creek, what they were last year, how good of a program that they really are. This is a 1A team versus a 4A team. So you expect some struggles. The thing that I don't think Coach Jasper really expected was maybe the cold shooting that Troy has got in this ballgame. But defense has kept them in this. This is a Rock Creek team, only 22 points so far in the first half. Defensively, they're playing pretty well.
So Rock Creek dialing up a set here out of the timeout. They get it to the top of the key in a somewhat contested three, grazing the right rim. Troy gets a stop, a rebound for Ludke. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 22-4 Rock Creek. Weststein going to work, gets to the rack, tough shot, can't get it to go, fighting for the rebound, Rock Creek has it, and we get a stoppage of play. Not sure if maybe Rock Creek was on the baseline, it appears Troy still has the basketball. Couple subs in for Rock Creek. They've been rotating heavy throughout the course of this first half. Brees and Pitzer both checking back in.
And you're starting to see some frustrations boil over right now from Coach Jasper. Harper was pretty much shoved on that drive right there, and he was begging with the official, but that was a foul. The official said no.
Hand down, man down a right side three. That's an air ball by Ludke, but right place, right time for Weststein for an offensive rebound. Little fake, little turnaround. That one no good, and a foul on the rebound attempt on the backside going against the Mustang.
And if that's a martini, that's going to be number three.
Yeah, that would be something to monitor. Rock Creek has two players with two fouls, and it will be Martini's third.
Coach Keller does not agree with that. That's going to put Allie Grable to the line for two, as you mentioned, in the bonus now, the rest of this minute 44 of the second quarter.
Allison Grable averaging 6.9 points per game. She is 21 of 36 at the line this season, make it 21 of 37. Well, Rock Creek, again, defensively very, very stout here in this opening half. Troy, they have not had a ton of opportunities, and the opportunities that they have had have been very contested throughout, and that free throw miss. Mike Grable makes the Trojans just 1 for 5 from the line here in the first half, and now they're 1 for 6. That one off the heel. Rock Creek saving it underneath, and they salvage the possession.
6 free throw attempts in this first half. You mentioned 1 out of 6 as a carrier double dribble, and it will be on Rock Creek. Rock Creek has not attempted a free throw yet in this ballgame, beats out a lot of that because they're not going to the basket. They've been living and dying by the threes in this game, and right now they're living well. But if you're Troy, again, you got to be happy with the way the defensive effort is right now. They got to find a way on the offensive end, though.
Well, we're at the 90-second mark left to go, second quarter. It's 22-4 Rock Creek. Troy has just 1 point here in the second quarter on a free throw by Groff. And speaking of Groff, she's tied up immediately by Frazee on the left elbow. And the possession arrow going to give it back to the Mustangs. It's another Troy turnover.
Just another part of that, you know, our statistics are always presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group here, but we got Boz running some statistics for us during this game. Of the 19 shots Rock Creek's attempted in this game, BTAD, only 4 have been inside the arc.
22-4 Mustangs using that tray ball. There's another steal for Weststein as Troy getting a possession back. 65 seconds and counting first half with the 22-4 Rock Creek lead. There's a double flashing to Weststein. High right on the wing. Dumps it to Grable in the corner. One dribble left. Back up top. Here's Groff dribbling around the arc. Didn't keep that pivot foot down. Another turnover for Troy.
Just unfortunate, unforced, really, errors on some of these turnovers by the Trojans. Getting themselves sped up.
Well, 48 seconds and counting. Mustangs with Frazee working in the front court down the middle. Picks it up, little left at the pass, Adkins has it, now left wing, dribbling back top of the circle between the legs, it's Freese, now into the corner, back to Adkins, a freshman firing, that one long on a triple, and off the deflection, a rebound for Haley Groff, shot clock turned off at 29 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, they should hold for one here, but they turn it over.
Yeah, Groff had it knocked away at midcourt, that was a good job by Freese, and now diving in is Frazee in transition, they're going to call a foul on Troy. And Rock Creek will get their first free throw attempts of the game.
They're going to call that on the shot. It looked like it might have been on the floor, but they say that Frazee was in the act of shooting. She'll get two. That was just the second team foul in the quarter for Troy.
So here is Frazee, two threes, 8 points here in the first half, 72% at the line this season. Her first one up, her first one good. How about this, Jake? Yeah. Six players for Rock Creek, north of 70% at the line, including Freese, who leads the charge at 83%.
Is that good?
Pretty solid.
I think that's pretty good.
Very good free throw shooting team. It's 23-4. Trying to get it to a 20-point lead. Rock Creek, and two for two goes Frazee.
You know what I'd like to see implemented at the high school level, B-Ted, is when a coach calls a timeout in women's basketball at college and professional, they move it up. Professional NBA, they do that as well. So let's implement that in the girls' high school game, too.
Well, let's see if Troy can get some kind of positive momentum in some way, shape, or form. And right on cue in the middle of that sentence, it's a turnover by Whetstone. And now 8 seconds remaining in the half. Adkins working into the front court. It is Hake, post-touch inside, a little turnaround with the right hand, Libby for two, and that's going to take us to the end of a dominant first half for 4A number 7, Rock Creek. Our first semifinal here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic in the girls' bracket is through two quarters, and it's Rock Creek 26 and Troy 4. Next, it is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online highlandcc.edu. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry, and today that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of the quad header here today on KNZA, 12th Annual Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central High School. And we got Jake and Boz. We'll have the Hiawatha channel queued up in games 2 and 3 as we'll see both Red Hawk teams later on in the day as we're trying to punch a ticket to the first championship game, which will be tomorrow. But nonetheless, a Troy Trojans team right now just trying to find some answers as number 7 in Class 4A, Rock Creek, a dominant first half, leading Troy 26-4.
Yeah, definitely not the start you want if you're Troy. They sat in a zone. They kind of extended it a little bit, but you saw Rock Creek just start firing from the outside and burying them, and that was kind of a chess match early. Rock Creek won that pretty handedly early on. Troy, then, again, their first offensive possession beat 10. Harper, open shot, buries a three, feeling pretty good at the beginning, but then that defense by Rock Creek stepped up, and a lot of credit to Kylie Frazee, because she's face-guarding Harper Westside. It's not a box and one, but she is face-guarding her, making it extremely difficult even to just catch the ball, and then there's really no offensive rhythm at all in that first half for the Trojans. A lot to work on here at halftime.
Well, I think defensively, again, you talked about it throughout the second quarter. I think if you're Coach Derek Jasper, you got to feel decent about how Troy has defended this Rock Creek team, keeping them at least on pace below their season average. But again, it's the offensive end where they got to find some answers. And I'm curious, out of the amount of shots that Troy took in the first half, how many of them were actually quality or even open?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything just seems contested heavily.
You got to find a way to shake somebody off of you if you're an offensive player for Troy. And Harper's doing that. She's running around. But again, you got to have somebody else step into that role. The one offensive set was out of a Coach Jasper timeout. They swung it to the right corner, and a cutting alley Grable went from the left high post down to the right block. And it was there. It was wide open. A great entry pass. She couldn't finish it because of the reactionary pressure from Rock Creek. That was the best set we saw in that first half against man-to-man. I would like to see that happen more. Maybe a screen-to-screener, a double screen action, try and get some of that high post action involved for Troy. But you mentioned it. We talked about it off broadcast. There's no reason to keep beating a dead horse. The fact is, they've got to get some buckets in this second half if they want to stay in this game.
So Rock Creek was led by Kylie Frazee. She had 2 threes, had 9 points in that first half. Riley Freeze chipping in with 8, a couple of threes as well. And then you also had 3 points apiece from Lucy Martini and Reagan Atkins. And then you also had 2 points for Rock Creek from Emma Leiby. Well, again, just 4 first half points for Troy, 3 of them from Harper Westine. It was within the first minute of the game, held scoreless since. And then a 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line for Haley Groff. All 4 points for Troy in the first half. They were down 14-3 at the end of one. Rock Creek had a 12-1 advantage in quarter number 2. 15 turnovers for Troy in the first half. They were out-rebounded by Rock Creek, 18-7. Troy just 1 of 6 at the line. Rock Creek, they were 2 for 2 at the line. Mustangs had 5 threes made in that first half. Troy just 1 off the right hand of Harper Westine. Our halftime score, Rock Creek 26 and Troy 4. 3-minute timeout, second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa for over 53 years.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, as always, appreciate Highland Community College, the Halftime Show sponsor here on KNZA. We got Jake, we got Boz, Brandon, Kurt with you as well. We go to the second half of our first girls semifinal here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Number 7 ranked team in Class 4A, Rock Creek, right now in complete control. They lead Troy 26-4. And expanding on some of those first half numbers, as always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. You look at 43% shooting for Rock Creek in the first half, including 6 threes made, just 1 for 16 shooting for Troy in that first half, along with 15 turnovers. So now we switch sides, right to left we go. Decent look, and that is a much-needed bucket. How about Nicole Judd from downtown? And that is a great way for Troy to get something going to start the third quarter. It's 26-7.
Yeah, and again, it was a screen. We talked about that at halftime, beats that about screen the screener, get somebody up top open, and Nicole Judd did just that.
Decent post look inside. Pitzer gets a second chance off her own miss, and that second one up and no good, and finally cleared away by Troy. Good start. Just how we started that first quarter with a three by Troy, and then a miss there by Rock Creek, but Weststein just had her pocket picked by Frazee, and a little stop and pop for two. Frazee with 11.
Second time we've seen Frazee pick the pocket of Harper. And again, you just don't see that very often. She's such a great ball handler.
28-7 our score. Trojans with the basketball. Winner moves on to the championship here at this 12th Annual Thunder Classic tomorrow afternoon. Here is a heat check for Groff, or I should say, beg your pardon, and off the long rebound on the backside, it was taken away by Leiby. Rock Creek 9-2 coming in. They have won 5 consecutive games. Their only 2 losses back in December, late December, I should say, against 2 ranked teams at the 4A and 5A level. And that one is tipped near midcourt out of bounds. It'll be Rock Creek basketball.
Again, we talked about in the first half, B-Chad, the fact that Troy's defense was not really the issue, and they're starting off that way here in the third quarter. It was the offensive side of things. They got to get in rhythm, find a way to get another stop here defensively, get maybe a run-out opportunity.
Rock Creek with the basketball, leading 28-7 early third quarter. The lead zone defense, good extra pass into the corner. Three is high off the rim, no good, and a foul on the rebound attempt going against Troy.
Yeah, that was a great defensive set. Troy had a 3-2 zone, pushing to the corner, three on the way, but crashing the glass there was Leiby, and she had a great position for that offensive rebound.
They got the foul on Grable, first on either side, wide open in the corner for three, nothing but nylon for Riley Freese. That's her third triple today, and she matches Frazee with 11 herself. It's 31-7, Rock Creek.
Again, living on the outside right now are the Mustangs, and hey, when it's going down for you, continue to shoot it, and they're doing just that.
That is 7 made threes here in this game for the Mustangs. Weststein on the dribble, couple steps in front of midcourt. Here comes the double team. Weststein on the left wing, bumped hard, and there's a foul.
Aggressive defense again by Frazee. A trap came that time. Stepping up was Riley Freese to try and trap Harper. And that foul on Frazee, her second.
First team foul on Rock Creek here in the second half. We played 2:02 of this third quarter. 31-7, Rock Creek. The other girls' semifinal, which will be the third game of our trip or quad header today on KNZA. It's Hiawatha and host Nemaha Central. Wettstein around a curl, took it hard to the rack, bumped down on the right block, and Wettstein going to the line.
Sportsmanship's a good thing to see, too, on the basketball court, B-Tab. That's two times in a row. Wettstein hit the deck, but right there to help pick her back up, 24, Riley Freeze, and number 0, Lucy Martini for Rock Creek.
Now, what can you say? Now, we haven't already mentioned about the career of Harper Wettstein. She's 81% at the line. She knocks down the first free throw. She's got 4. But again, right now, after that make, 1,681 career points. And she adds another there. She goes 2 for 2.
It was also the third foul on Pitzer for Rock Creek. So size down low, you know, not really affecting this game at all. Troy doing a good job defending against the down-low attack by the Mustangs.
Here is Freeze again, a good look, and she hit another. My goodness. 14 for Riley Freeze. She's only a junior, and it's 34-9 Mustangs.
Well, they're doing a great job defensively down-low, B-Tab, but not so good from around the perimeter. You mentioned it. That's a lot of threes in a ball game, and we still got 5:20 to go in the third quarter.
Make it 8 made threes in this game for the Mustangs. Here's Wettstein on the dribble in the corner, going baseline, trying to wrap a pass around, and it's picked off on the left block. Another turnover by Troy. Mustangs up the floor quickly. Here's Martini in the right corner. Couldn't keep the pivot foot down, and it's called for a travel.
A little hop step. You see that a lot in high school basketball anymore. When they get the basketball, they do a little hop step either before they shoot or before they dribble. They don't call it a lot. Really surprised if call happens right there. It slows down a transition opportunity for Rock Creek.
So Troy with the basketball trailing 34-9. 3 minutes into this third quarter. Wettstein being hounded by Hake, who just checked back into the game. That is a freshman guarding a D1 commit. Here's Williams in the corner. One dribble back to the wing. Good skip. Extra pass. Grable in the corner. Good closeout. Wettstein gets a good look. Shot no, but a foul.
You're seeing the offense work now for Troy here in the second half. Really patient, swinging the ball around the perimeter. Wettstein cutting baseline that time, sealing her defender off on the block. Great entry pass that time by Groff.
It was Hake who picked up the foul. And right back to the line is Wettstein. Her free throw here is a little bit short. No good. 5 points here tonight for Harper Wettstein. She has had massive games throughout the course of this season. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 steals per game. She goes 1 for 2, 3 for 4 from the line here in the last minute. Wettstein with 6, 34-10 is the Mustang lead with the possession in the front court. Marto Brees again, wide open for 3. My goodness. That is her third 3 of the quarter, her 5th today. She has 17 to lead all scorers. It's 37-10.
And at this point, you got to get out of the zone if you're Troy. It's not working against the outside shooting attack from Rock Creek.
Trying to go block to block inside, and Troy is going to draw a foul underneath against Rock Creek at 4:23 to go in the third, trailing the Mustangs 27 at 37-10.
That foul right there on Riley Freeze. It's just her first. Team's fourth, though, here in the quarter.
Here's Judd with it. Wing-to-wing pass, now near side with Groff. Back to Judd up top, one dribble left, now into the corner. This is Williams. Wettstein being hounded by Hake. Williams trying to look inside for Wettstein. Flashing the double, forcing a pass back up top. 16 seconds on the shot clock here for Troy as Groff is still on the dribble. Gets Wettstein on a cut from the left wing, and it's off the window for 2.
Again, how much energy is being exerted by Harper Wettstein just to get open because of the great defense by Rock Creek?
Inside, quick post touch for Leiby. Kicks it up top. It's 37-12 Mustangs at 3:45 to go here in the first. Freeze with the basketball up top. 17 and 5 threes for her in this game. Now Wettstein got a touch at the free throw line. Ball's on the deck. Thought maybe they were going to give a timeout to Rock Creek. Instead, it's a jump ball. Possession arrow keeping it on this end of the floor with Rock Creek.
And Rock Creek, her one to put the ball down low. Posting up down there was Emma Leiby, but she's got to be careful, B-Tad. She's kind of camped out of the lane that last time. Was down there for what Bosnia counted 7 or 8 seconds. Officials didn't see it. Jump ball stays with Rock Creek.
Lease and Adkins check back in for Rock Creek. Judd comes out. Ludke checks in for Troy. So after the tie-up, Rock Creek underneath to throw it in. Here's Hake in the corner. Back up to Martini. Now a touch for Lease, who just checked back in. Now Adkins, the freshman from downtown.
Wow.
Yes, that's nothing but nylon. Goodness me. That's her second triple. And another one. Make it 9 made threes for the Mustangs in this game, and it's 40-12.
I mean, these are like career best games as teams, you know, at this point right now. 9 made in a game, and there's still 3.5 to go here in the third quarter.
And the travel working around the free throw line on the dribble was Kyler Ludke, so the Trojans turn it over. Got 3:14 to go in this third quarter. The Mustangs extending out on this lead at 40-12, using the downtown shot to do so. There's Westine getting a couple hands on it, and she comes away with a steal. Numbers in favor of Rock Creek. It doesn't matter. Westine to the rack and one.
What an aggressive take there by her. Three Mustangs right there with her down the right lane line. Fights through traffic, gets it off the window and in, and she is exhausted, B-Ted.
Well, we've only seen, what, 6 girls play for Troy in this game. We've seen Rock Creek rotate 3-4 off the bench at times, so that's certainly an advantage there. The three-point play is capitalized by Westine. She's got 11, 8 of which here in the third quarter, and it's 40-15, Rock Creek.
Again, 11 of your team's 15. Somebody else got to find a way to get a basket on the offensive end for the Trojans.
Back up top, Atkins again will try. It was a deep straight-on three, fighting for the rebound. Rock Creek saving it underneath. Ball still on the deck, and it's tipped out beyond the perimeter. Mustangs keep. Driving in, kicking left. This is Lee's along two, short, and she's fouled on the shot.
Great.
Or was that away from the ball? Okay, it's a foul against Rock Creek away after the shot was missed.
It was actually on Lees after she shot the ball. Oh, I'm sorry, that was on Leiby. Emma Leiby after the shot going for it, and Grable went flying down the floor.
Well, it's good to see Troy find a little bit of momentum here on offense.
And we've got two shots here, B-Ted. 2:36 to go in the third quarter. That's the 15th foul. And if Troy, they want to get back in this ball game, B-Ted, 25 points of deficit here with 2:36 to go in the third quarter, they really can make some hay at the free throw line here in this final 2.5.
Well, Troy had a haul of 4 points at half. They have 11 here in the third quarter. Make it 12. Free throw up and in for Allison Grable. Her first point in this game. 58% at the line this season. Her 22nd make from the charity stripe this season. Matching the jersey number on the back. Next one rattles out. She goes 1-for-2. A rebound for Martini. 40-16 Rock Creek. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Very excited for the first. Get back to my thought in a moment. But, yep, Rock Creek turns it over. Travel at the free throw line. But was going to say excited for the first boys semifinal, which will come up after this one. The Big East League battle, first meeting this season between Hiawatha and St. Mary's. Both teams currently ranked by the KBCA.
Ranked in the top half of the Big East League. There's a lot of on the line for this one to see who's going to make that postseason push.
Here is Kyler Ludke. She's tried a few from downtown. That one not there. Tipped out to the free throw line. Corralled by Leiby. Rock Creek slowing the pace. 2 minutes to go. Westine nearly got another steal, but chasing it down is Atkins. And that's a travel.
Nope, they gave him a timeout right before it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So Rock Creek gets a timeout burned. It's a full. We'll follow suit again. It's all Rock Creek in our first girls semifinal today here at Nemaha Central. Mustangs, number 7 ranked in 4A, lead Troy 40-16. We got 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate Captain Kirk Hillman, our studio producer. We are locked and loaded for a quadruple header. We're at the two-minute mark of quarter number 3, first of 4 games today. It's our first girls semifinal here at the Thunder Classic. Rock Creek leading Troy 40-16. But, Jake, again, you just try to find some positive things to build off of, and Troy much better offensively here in the third quarter, and you just want to find your way to either chip away, get it a little bit closer, and just, again, find some momentum to try to take into tomorrow, whether it's in the championship or in the consolation final.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You want to see your kids continue to compete like they are right now. Out of the timeout, tight pressure, 3 seconds left on the shot clock.
It's nearly taken away, and the Mustangs are going to have to give it away.
Great defense
with the shot clock violation. We haven't really had to monitor it all that much. It's been very quick possessions throughout the course of this game, pretty quick pace on both sides, but that is a nice defensive possession there, 35 seconds worth for Troy.
And give credit to Coach Jasper right there. Again, they switched defense out of a timeout. It was a 1-3-1, but it was a trapping zone that time. Every time the ball went to a corner, it was trapped immediately, forced a lot of issues for the Mustangs.
Right now it's a 40-16 Rock Creek advantage. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Trojans with the ball. Williams up top, looking for Judd. She has it on the right wing. Couple dribbles left. There's Westine on a back cut. Gets caught in a triple team in the right block and still got a shot up. It's no good, and a foul on Troy. It's going against Grable on the rebound attempt.
I like the idea of going down low because Pitzer's back in the game with three fouls for Rock Creek. But Harper that time, instead of going right up with it down the right lane line, she hesitated. That allowed more defenders to come and help, and that's what caused an errant shot going up there for her. Allie Grable picked up the foul on the rebound.
That's the second foul on Grable tonight. Mustangs in the front court leading by 24 under a minute to go here in the third quarter, and there's another steal for Westine. Probably about five or six in that category in this game.
Bullet.
Westine, NBA range, why not? Just grazed the rim short, and a hustle play there. Brock tried to save it, but it goes back to Rock Creek.
Yeah, 100%. Boz is pointing to his legs right now, B-10, and I agree. Harper is gassed.
There's no bend to the knees.
Yeah, she's gassed right now. That's a typical shot you want her to take. It's wide open, and she can hit it from 35, but that one's short.
Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Mustangs in control with the possession. Troy extending out this defense. Martini on a drive, kicks it left. It's Freese in the corner. He's been the story tonight for the Mustangs. 17 points and 5 threes for her. Freese again, corner three. It's a good look. That's an air ball. And Martini was fighting for it underneath. Couldn't corral it. And it goes back to Troy with the shot clock turned off. 23 seconds to go.
This last 2.5 minutes of this third quarter, Troy has ramped up the defense. Again, it's that 1-3-1 extended and trapping into the corners. And it's really causing a lot of fits for Rock Creek on the offensive side.
Let's see if Westine keeps it in her hands. Final 15 seconds. She's into the front court. Groff gets a touch up top. Waiting for a play to develop. 10 seconds to go. Groff still on the dribble. Guarded heavily by Freese. Now 7 seconds. Here's Westine. Here's a Grable screen. Here comes the flash and double. 2 seconds to go. Westine near midcourt. And she is able to get a tough shot off. Again, well defended by Rock Creek. It's an air ball. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Well, Troy had some positive things in that third quarter, but down 26-4 at the half. Right now, as we go to the fourth quarter, it is Rock Creek 40 and Troy 16. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA, fourth quarter of our first of four games here being broadcasted from Nemaha Central. 12th annual Thunder Classic, our first girls semifinal. It's been all Rock Creek, but Troy had a much better third quarter after trailing 26-4 at the half. It was a 14-12 Rock Creek advantage in that third quarter. It's 40-16 right now. Troy goes 0-for on their opening possession. Here's Rock Creek in the front court, 25 seconds into the final eight. Freese, wide open, why not? She's had the hot hand, and she continues to have a hot hand. She's got 20 and 6 threes, and she came in, Jake, averaging just 6 points per game, 32% from downtown. The 5'6 junior having a career afternoon.
She's playing phenomenal, but she's got wide open looks, B-Tab. This zone, out of rotation, one pass behind. A lot of times she's got those open shots, and she's hitting nothing but bottom right now.
About a minute into this fourth quarter, Westine trying to do it all herself, and she'll draw a foul on a right side cut. Two free throws coming for Harper Westine, who had 8 of her 11 in the third quarter. First foul on either side in this fourth quarter of play.
That'll be the fourth on Rory Pitzer for Creek as well. So, again, this game, 27-point difference right now.
And the free throw good. Now 5 of 6 at the line in this game is Harper Westine. She has 12. of the 17 Troy points. 81% coming in. Troy is a team, 64%. Harper second, got the shooter's touch. She goes 2 for 2.
Again, I like the aggressiveness offensively, but Coach Jasper just said it from his seating position. Let's go. He wants this zone to continue to work.
Here's Atkins, dart pass, pits her inside, right side into the corner, freeze, baseline drive, dumping it down to the right block, knocked away, taken away by Troy, turnover Rock Creek. Up the floor is Groff, left-handed layup is good off the window. Haley Groff for 2, she's got 3.
That was a great job there. Harper gets the loose ball, pushes it up quickly to Groff, and she goes and scores it.
23-point Rock Creek lead. Ooh. And a foul on the baseline drive going against Troy.
I was just about to compliment the last defensive possession, Haley Williams. She cut off the baseline, forced the turnover. That time she was about a step behind and gets called for the bump as they're trying to look baseline against this zone.
6:37 to go in the game. It's a 23-point Rock Creek advantage. Groff nearly got a hand on it to take it away. Mustangs gathering. Martini up top. Puts her head down. Now Freese in the corner again.
Ooh.
That one halfway down and out. She nearly knocked down another, but cleared away off the miss by Allison Grable.
She better be in this three-point shooting contest that's hit the Thunder Classic every single year.
Here's Westside on the dribble. Troy down 23. 6:15 to go in the game. Rock Creek again, 9-2, number 7 ranking in 4A.
Nice.
Here's Wettstein, good drive, got it up over the rim, and one, Harper Wettstein.
Again, a nice little back cut there from Harper. You're seeing a more concerted effort in this second half of this offensive attack from Troy. A lot of moving parts, but back cuts and moving without the basketball by multiple players, not just Harper.
Look, you look at how this game has played out to this point. Troy has actually outscored Rock Creek here in the second half by one.
Yeah, if you don't have a 14-3 first quarter and then a 12-1 second quarter, we're looking at a completely different ball game at this point.
Just trying to find the positive momentum. Coach Jasper looking at 43-23 is the Rock Creek advantage. 6 minutes to go in the game. Into the corner with Freese. Likes that spot, but closed out quickly. Post-touch, Libby. Turnaround shot, no, but a foul on Troy.
Yeah, Allie Grable did a great job defensively until the shot went up. She had her bodied up. Her hands were back. As soon as the shot went up, though, her right arm came crashing down, and that basically bailed out Libby.
Libby, 70% at the free throw line this season. Her first attempt, no good. One of 6 Rock Creek players to be north of 70% from the stripe. And Riley Freese at 83% leading in that category. Second is in and out, no good. She goes 0-for-2 and a rebound for Troy. Here's Williams, long pass, and it's taken away by Martini. Good pickpocket at midcourt. So the Mustangs get the possession back, looking for Freese in the corner. Last touch by Judd. It's Rock Creek basketball as they bring back Haley Lease into the ballgame.
Good quick hands there by Nicole Judd to allow the defense to reset for Troy. And once again, defensive is not the issue in this ballgame for Troy, but it's just probably a little bit too little too late.
Here's a potential tie-up left wing, and possession arrow is going to keep it with Rock Creek. Shot clock at 25 seconds, 5:40 to go in the game. Mustangs leading Troy 43-23.
You got to credit this Troy team as well for just continuing to fight, B-Tad. I mean, every loose ball, there's diving bodies on the floor. There's no give-up in this team in blue.
Mustangs with it. They got Hake up top. Now Freese. Oh, it's blocked by Judd. Nicely done. And now a foul off the deflection by Judd. Great defense. Freese wanted it, but Judd said no thank you that time.
Great job there. 5'3", Nicole Judd. Closes out quickly, B-Tat. Swats it away from the arguably the best shooter on this floor today between these two.
That was the third foul on Libby. As we're at 5:25 and counting fourth quarter. Troy down 20. They have played so much better here in the second half. But got down 26-4 at the half. That could ultimately be the difference as Groff with a hard corner drive to the rack from the left corner and drawing a body and a foul. She'll shoot 2.
Yeah, good job that time. Recognizing that 2 players went with Wettstein as she cut across the middle, so the baseline was open. Groff trying to take advantage of it here.
And she knocks in the free throw. Haley Groff, second leading scorer for this Troy team this season. She has 4 in this one, averaging 8 per. Now 2-for-3 at the line in this game, 63% coming in. Martini checks back in for Rock Creek, replacing Lease. This Troy team, again, 8 wins, 5 losses. 5-2 in the month of January coming into this one as Groff goes 2-for-2. She has 5 points. It's a 43.
Should be 25.
Yeah, 25. I was about to say they haven't put up the 2 points on the free throws. Here is a corner 3. That one frees. It's off the heel. And here comes Weckstein, heavy in transition. Doesn't necessarily have numbers. Stops, dishes it off to Judd. Right side three. Yes.
Nope.
Nicole Judd, her second triple. She's got six. Now 19 made threes this season. It is a 15-point game with 4:45 to go.
27-point advantage a moment ago. Another turnover here by Rock Creek.
And the Trojans have momentum. This game is not quite over yet. Can Weckstein go to work? Gets the left block through a double team. Got some contact, didn't get the foul, but it will be Troy basketball underneath.
And I like the aggressiveness from Harper right there, B-Tad, but Groff was wide open here on this left wing, and Harper just couldn't see her because she was focused on the basket. You like that Weckstein take. No foul call, but Groff can hit it from the outside.
Crucial possession here for Troy, down 15, 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Weckstein around a screen, kind of lost the handle, she's bumped. And Freese is going to pick up the foul on the perimeter, and that's going to put Weckstein at the line.
Yeah, 15 fouls the rest of the way. Harper Weckstein and this Troy Trojan team can chip away at this lead from the free throw line.
Troy is winning this second half and got some momentum on their side, but Weckstein a little bit short on that first free throw attempt.
Again, the credit's got to be there for this Troy team for not giving up. And again, we've been harping on the defensive side of it. It's been really good.
Weckstein able to go one for two. A little more bend to the knees on that one. She's got 17 to lead Troy, and it is 43-29. Don't look now, 4:22 to go in the game. Big defensive possession here. Freese might have got away with a walk. Pitzer inside, but it's missed by Pitzer. Gets her own rebound, spins it up and in off the right hand.
It definitely should have been either a double dribble or a walk there from the wing, but refs let him play on, and now it's got a warning here.
They've got a bloody nose for Haley Williams. She's got to come out. She might be holding a tooth.
Yeah, she Pitzer smacked that basketball trying to keep it alive, and it went right off the face of Haley Williams.
A physical possession, but that was a big bucket by Pitzer. You know, she was averaging 14-9 coming into this one. That was her first bucket. But a big one for Rock Creek. Their lead is 45-29, exactly 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Judd. One dribble left, picks it up top of the circle, hands it to a cutting Weckstein, little sidestep move. They're going to get her for a walk.
Yep.
Well, anytime Weckstein's making a move, she taps the front, says my bad.
Yep.
She's got north of two jerseys running at her anytime she touches the basketball.
And no doubt, I mean, that was a travel, but again, in congestion right there, try to make a move, do a little Euro step. Took a little extra one, though.
Here's Freese driving in. Floater from 10, right corner. That's short. She's trying to fight for her own rebound on the baseline, and they're going to say it's out of bounds. Last touch by Grable.
Yeah, and Allie, she's got to play with maybe not the emotions on her face right next to an official right there, because she looked right at him and did that emoji where you see, you know, the hand on each side of the cheek and the big O from your mouth saying, what?
45-29 Rock Creek. They get it in quickly, and a touch shot up and in by Frazee up close, and she's got 13. Rock Creek back up by 18, 3.5 minutes to go in the game.
4-0 run for Rock Creek right now when all momentum was on Troy's side.
Here's Groff going to work, being hounded by Freese. Left wing, back up top here to Judd. 20 seconds on the shot clock for Troy. Win or lose, this is a much more improved second half for this Trojans team against the top-tier team in 4A. Here's Judd, hands it off to Groff on a curl right wing, works it back top of the key. Judd gets a touch. Now wide open, it's Ludke, had it stripped away. Pitzer, good hands and a steal.
Yep, nice shot block there by Pitzer. Good closeout, not fouling. It would have been her fifth.
And right at midcourt, Weckstein going to be hounding crazy, and Weckstein going to be called for the foul.
I love the aggressiveness from Harbor right there, because she gets the foul call there, and she literally looked up and said, that's what they're doing to me. And she's not wrong. These defenders for Rock Creek are up in her face, making it difficult, and that's all she felt like she did right there.
Here's Freese in the corner, Pitzer a touch, turning, firing, and a foul on the floor. 2:45 to go, Troy trailing 47-29.
Now we've got bonus the rest of the way for both teams. And that was the fourth team foul and fourth personal on Allie Grable.
And we finally break the six-man rotation, and we finally see a new player in for Troy. Elliot Geiger, a freshman, appearing in her ninth game this season, has to play the final 2:45. Off the inbounds play, and it was well set for Frazee for two. She's got 15.
Yeah, it's a 6-0 run now by Rock Creek. They've kind of weathered this Troy storm. If Troy wants to make a push now down 20, they got to start now.
They got to start right now. 2.5 minutes to go. 49-29 Rock Creek. Right wing with it up top. Geiger, her first touch. Now Judd left side. Working back towards the top of the key. Stops left wing. Far side of the floor here with Groff. Post touch right side. It's Weckstein. One dribble in. Two hops, a shot. No, but a foul. She'll shoot two.
What impresses me the most of this game right now is the stylistic differences between these two teams. Rock Creek, you know, for the majority of this game, when the threes were going down, they were feeling good, kept firing them up. They've been kind of ice cold from the outside here in this fourth quarter specifically, and they've struggled offensively until these last three possessions where the drive and kicks have gone back inside and made for easy buckets.
That was the 11th free throw attempt for Weckstein in this game. She knocked it down for 18 points today. It's 49-30. Her second is good as well. 19 and 16 of it since the start of the second quarter.
Now they sit back to the defense for Troy because Rock Creek's been doing good down low.
How about Freeze? That might be the dagger right there for sure. Another three for Riley Freeze. Give her seven of those and 23 points, and it's 52-31 with under 2 minutes to go. Yeah, the shooting display for Rock Creek, very impressive throughout the course of this game, particularly a junior in Riley Freeze. Weckstein got doubled. Geiger can't make the shot, and it's tipped around a little bit underneath, finally picked up by Freeze. Rock Creek is trying to put a finishing touch here on this one.
Yeah, Troy switched back to a 2-1-2 zone because of the offensive prowess down low. Now outside shot starting to fall again for Rock Creek.
There was a post touch for Rory Pitzer, and then got it off the miss. That ball just rested on the heel for a second and then nestled back off into the hands of Pitzer. She is fouled. She'll shoot two with 1:25 to go.
Yeah, Harper picks up that foul, and she didn't agree with it. Neither did Coach Jasper. Pitzer to the line for two, as you mentioned, but this once was a 14-point game. Now ballooned back up to 21.
It's been a quiet night for the 6-foot junior, and Rory Pitzer, she knocks down the first free throw, 62% at the line this season. And her second, missing off the left rim. Geiger, a rebound for Troy. Well, again, a lot of positive things you can take away from the second half if you're Coach Derek Jasper. This is a 1A team going up against a top 10 team in 4A, and they certainly, Troy, did make it interesting here in the fourth quarter.
Nice look.
Geiger, a little short. Jay got it to go with the left hand. Elliot Geiger. Good to see some minutes late in this game. A 20-point lead for Rock Creek, a minute to go.
And that's what you got to have if you're Troy. Some other kids step up when Harper's being double-teamed with the basketball. She's got to keep her head up, find those open shooters.
Pitzer down low, darts a pass to Freeze, moving it well, Rock Creek around the perimeter, good ball fake, Frazee back to Martini for a triple, that's nothing but nylon. Second three for Martini,
wow.
She's got six, it's 56-33, final 38 seconds.
It's a lot of threes in this game for Rock Creek. I'm going to get my headset to Boz in postgame, B-Ted.
Yeah, we'll go through some of these
down numbers
for sure. Here's a hard drive, missing off the heel is Groff on a running floater, and it's a run out here for Frazee up the floor, Martini settles and lays it in for two. A quick 5 points for Martini, 20 seconds to go, 58-33 Rock Creek. Now to move on to the championship game in this 12th annual Thunder Classic. Grable on a drive, caught on a double team on the right block. Now Judd back to Groff, shot clock is off. Weckstein with 4 seconds to go, why not? NBA range three, just grazing the left rim. It goes out of bounds with .4 left on the clock.
And this game, again, was 14 points not too long ago. This has been a run that's been extended out to 25 points. It's a 23-2 run.
Well, again, it was certainly a tale of two halves at the end of the day. And for Troy, they will go to the third place game tomorrow as the final 0.4 seconds rattle off the clock. And again, if you're Troy, you can take a lot of positivity away from that second half. But it was a tall task coming in. Coach Jasper knew it. 4A number 7, Rock Creek, defeating Troy in our first of four games today on KNZA. Final score, Mustangs 58 and the Trojans 33. Our postgame show next brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Officially in between games, 1-2 here at the Thunder Classic. Our first girls semifinal goes the way of number 7 ranked in 4A, Rock Creek. They defeat Troy. Final score, 58-33. Postgame here on KNZA brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. A lot to dissect here with Jake, Foz. We're about to be queued up on the Hiawatha Channel. St. Mary's and Hiawatha boys in the first boys semifinal coming up in game number 2. But again, Jake, it's simply a tale of two halves. Let's be real here. Rock Creek, 14-3 after one, 12-1 advantage in the second quarter. It was a 26-4 lead for the Mustangs at the half, and it just appeared nothing was going positive for this Troy Trojans team. But give a lot of credit to Coach Jasper and this Troy team in the second half, playing much better basketball. They kind of flirted with it midway through that fourth quarter. They quietly got it back to a 14-point game, but Rock Creek said enough of that, and they closed the game on a 14-3 run.
The game got as big as 29 points in advantage for Rock Creek. It got cut in that fourth quarter down to 14. How does that happen, B-10? Well, the defense maintained for the majority of that ball game for Troy, albeit the last 2.5 minutes maybe not as good. However, you saw the grit, you saw the tenacity of what a Coach Derek Jasper team looks like, and they never gave up. Their defense was good, and then you started seeing the offense start to flow. Harper Wettstein getting to the free throw line, making some buckets, forcing the issue on the offensive end and forcing the fouls to be called as they were. And then other kids stepping up like Groff and like Nicole Judd as well. But this is a very good Rock Creek Mustang team. There's no reason why they should not be pushing for a 4A state tournament once again this year, and led by head coach Trevor Keller. But this is also a Troy team that you can take a lot of positives from, as you mentioned, the second half of how they adjusted for this ball game.
So with the win for Rock Creek, they await the winner of Hiawatha and Nemaha Central, which will be game three of our quadruple header. The Mustangs now 10-2 on the season. The Troy loss puts them at 8-6. But again, the shooting display was out of control for Rock Creek, led by Riley Freese, 23 points. She knocked down 7 threes in this game. Outside of that, Kylie Frazee had a big afternoon with 15, 8 points from Lucy Martini. You had 6 points, Reagan Atkins. You also had 2 points from Emma Leiby and 3 from Rory Pitzer as well. 19 of the 33 for Troy from Harper Weckstein. Outside of that, 6 from Nicole Judd, 5 from Haley Groff, 2 from Elliot Geiger, and 1 as well from Allison Grable. Let's get a little bit deeper dive into the stats. We got Boz doing the Lord's work over here, man. We appreciate it, but I would have to imagine the shooting numbers for Troy much better in the second half.
Yeah, they were. I mean, really, Troy in the first half, they just couldn't get anything going. You guys broke that all down. They were 6% from two-point range in the first half. Second half, different story, 33%. You can live with that. You're 33% from the field. For the game overall, though, is just too much. They shot 22% from the field. On the flip side of things, Rock Creek, 43% from the field in the first half, 46% in the second half. So, 44.
They're pretty efficient.
Yeah, I mean, they were 20 of 45 for the game, but impressive shooting display, though, from behind the arc. 46% from behind the arc in the ballgame, 13 of 28. Knocked down 6 threes in the first half, didn't slow down. Second half, they knocked down 7.
Yeah, 7 by Riley Freese herself. And again, she was the story. 23 points, came in averaging just 6 points per game. But again, Rock Creek, they are very deep, they are very good, and a reason they're 10-2 and number 7 in the 4A classification. So again, the final score, 58-33 in favor of Rock Creek, our first ticket punched to the championship in this Summer Classic, which is coming your way tomorrow, of course, originally scheduled for Saturday, but the weather causing a lot of issues. We know this. So again, championship games and consolation final set for tomorrow here at Nemaha Central High School. All right, real quick, our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and it will go to Riley Freese of Rock Creek. 7 threes and 23 points, leading the charge for Rock Creek in their big win against Troy. So that's going to put us at a little bit of a break here. Again, Jake, Boz, we got Paige alongside. We're queuing up on the Hiawatha channel because
yeah,
the next two games are going to feature the Red Hawk teams, and we start on the boys' side, the first semifinal here, a Big East League matchup. First meeting between these two this season. It is number 9 ranked in 2A St. Mary's and number, I got to double check, 6 in 3A for Hiawatha. Again, the Red Hawks have been a story both for boys and girls this season.
My dark horse pick, dude!
Yeah, your dark horse
Come
pick.
On now.
Congratulations on that. But nonetheless, a real quick thought on this next matchup we're about to see before we take a quick break.
I'm really excited about it. I think this is two teams that, A, can both shoot from the outside. Both teams have got some versatility. But I think Hiawatha's got the edge because of the big guys down low in Lane Kessler and Abe Siebenmorgan. But, or Braylon Siebenmorgan, excuse me. But for St. Mary's, well-coached team. They've been here before. But watch out for the name Ben DeVader. That kid can shoot it from anywhere. And don't forget Jace Hurla at the point guard position. Those are two names we're going to say a lot.
So it's Hiawatha and St. Mary's, a battle in the Big East to determine one spot in the boys' championship game tomorrow. We step aside for about a five-minute break or so. We'll come back. Again, Jake and Boz alongside. We got Paige, Megan in studio. Thanks to Kurt as well throughout the course of game number one, but our quadruple header is on to game number two in our first boys semifinal here in Seneca. Hiawatha and St. Mary's on deck next. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.